shocked when I first saw it. The walls were falling down, the blackboards were broken, and there weren't many desks. But the children were so friendly, and I asked them if they would like to learn a song in English. They said yes, and I started teaching them some songs, like Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes, a song I've used all over the world to teach children parts of the body. Almost immediately, the classroom filled up with children of all ages, and they all wanted to learn. I was just amazed by how quickly they learned the song.
Did you meet the teachers?
Yes, we did, and the headmaster too. He explained that the school was called St. Joseph's, and it was a community school for orphans, very poor children, and refugees. I asked him what the school needed. I thought that he might say, we need books or paper, and then later we could send them to him. But actually, he said, what we need is a new school. And I thought, yes, of course, he's right. These children deserve to have better conditions than this to learn in. So when I got back home, my husband and I, and other people who were with us on the trip, decided to set up an organization to get money to build a new school.
1.45 Part 1
Jane, you're an elementary school teacher and a writer. What kind of books do you write?
Well, I write books for children who are learning English as a foreign language.
How long have you been a writer?
Let me see, since 1990. So for about 22 years.
Tell us about the trip that changed your life. Where were you going?
Well, it was in the summer of 2008, and my family, my husband and I and our three children, decided to have a holiday of a lifetime and to go to Africa. We went to Uganda and Rwanda to see the mountain gorillas. It was something we'd always wanted to do. Anyway, about halfway through the trip, we were in Uganda and we were traveling in a lorry when the lorry broke down. So the driver had to find a mechanic to come and help fix it.
And then what happened?
Well, as soon as we stopped, lots of children appeared and surrounded us. I could see some long buildings quite near, so I asked the children what they were, and they said in English, "That's our school." And I was very curious to see what a Ugandan school was like, so I asked them to show it to me.
What was it like?